The motorsports world is where legends are made, the unthinkable happens, and barriers are broken. One man harnesses the power of an industry every week. This is the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor, with Jim Beaver.
Welcome to this edition of the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I just saw on our feed we've done over 600 shows. That's freaking insane. 600 shows here. And some of you, I know, scarily have listened to every single one of them. But we've done 600 shows, over 600. Some of them, yeah, there was some that were like remote. Some were done at Rally America, like 10, 15-minute bites. But we've actually produced, I guess the better term would be, over 600 pieces of audio content. And that's not even talking Project Action. It's probably another 250 with Project Action. So we're nearing 1,000 total shows or productions. That's nuts. That's madness. Somehow we're still here. Year number 10. Thank you guys for tuning in. We did have some big changes, though. A lot of you that have been listening on Dan Patrick Radio on Sirius XM, you might be online now trying to find out where we are at. We are now on Sirius XM channel 217, but we are there both Saturdays and Sundays. So Sirius liking what they're hearing, giving us 2 days a week for the show. Thank you if you're tuning in on Sirius XM 217. If you're on the American Forces Network, thank you to our military tuning in overseas. I know I actually do get a lot of emails from you guys tuning in on the American Forces Network, and you know that's awesome that you guys are over there doing what you do for our country, allowing dummies like me to do radio for a living, and you guys are telling me about it, man. Thank you guys for what you do for the country. And thanks to all our listeners, wherever you're tuning in, Podcast One, Spotify, Spreaker, DownAndDirtyShow.com, Apple Podcasts, yes, everywhere. We appreciate all of you listeners, and we got some big, big stuff planned for this year. This is kind of like listener appreciation year for you guys who have stuck with us for 10 years, or maybe just tuning in, but thank you for that. So, thank you to everybody that's tuning in today. Big show coming up, maybe a surprise guest. We got a best of with my good friend Toby Price from last year. That's here with the Dakar rally going on. He's going to be on the show. And then we've also got my good friend Tiffany Stone making her 2021 debut on the show. We'll find out what's going on with T-Stone and what she's been doing in Michigan over the winter break. But, all that and more coming up here today on 2 hours of the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. It's going to be one hell of a ride today. Hang tight, strap in. Let's go. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high-performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, General Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a fistful of bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCracken, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Well, welcome again to today's General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Racer. We've got some big stuff to talk about today. Got a best of interview with my very good friend Toby Price. We've got Tiffany Stone on the line, maybe a surprise guest thrown in. We don't quite know yet, waiting to hear back, but it's going to be 2 hours, all killer, no filler, right here on your favorite Action Motorsports radio show, celebrating year number 10 on air. I know, it's I feel like I'm aging myself pretty damn well saying year number 10, but it is year number 10 of the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Thank you guys that have continued to tune in and support us for as long as you have. Sometimes I question your sanity, why you've been listening to us that long. So hopefully you guys are still here, though. I know I've lost my marbles a bit. But speaking of marbles, I have to tell you, we got an amazing partner in the show, Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Make that 2 million and one men. Yes, myself, I'm a Manscaped customer. Join the movement for all your below-the-waist grooming needs. And you know what, Manscaped? They have redesigned the electric trimmer. Manscaped engineering team has perfected the greatest hair trimmer ever created and just released the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0 in the UK. Yes, our British friends can get their Manscaped on as well. This third generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. Trust me, if you're like me and you've ever had a grooming accident, it sucks. It hurts. It is not fun. But I tell you, this is premium. I mean premium. Battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave. And I got to tell you, if it takes you 90 minutes to shave below the waist, you have a problem. You have a big problem, and you probably need more than manscaping. But they do have waterproof technology, allows you to groom in the shower. One of the coolest things is an LED light, which illuminates grooming areas for a closer and more precise trimming. They've also upgraded to a 7,000 RPM motor with quiet stroke. Yes, I'm assuming, pun intended, technology. Anyways, if you're like me and you like manscaping, or if you want to give it a try, it's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Jim Beaver at manscaped.com. Just use the code Jim Beaver. That's Jim Beaver. Yes, my name. You know it by now. Jim Beaver at manscaped.com. 20% off and free shipping. Yes, that's 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com. Use the code Jim Beaver. And trust me, your balls and everything below the waist, they will thank you. All right, let's get into things. Was that a good enough promo for you guys? Yes, I'm telling you, Manscaped. I'm a customer. Use it, love it, live it. And your lady friends will like it too. Anyways, where do we go from there? Let's talk a little bit about esports. Yes, you know I'm into esports. You know I've got an esports team. Biggest thing is we've got our eShort Course World Cup, and we've got a star-studded contingent of drivers getting ready to race next Thursday, the 21st, 6 p.m. Pacific time. You want to tune into my social media channels, because the biggest, baddest esports off-road race in the world is going down. We got Travis Pastrana confirmed. We have Ron Capps confirmed. We got the Ampudia brothers confirmed. Miss Corey Weller is confirmed to be racing. We've got, I believe we may have Bucky Lassick racing. Yeah, we've got some ballers. We've got some big names. It is going to be a hell of a lot of fun. It's all going down in addition to the best sim racers in the world, in addition to these celebrities. They're all going to be racing the 1st, 6 p.m. Pacific, on my social media channels, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch. Go and sign up, follow us, get the alerts, and, you know, I guess whatever else you want to do, but make sure not miss it, man. It's a ton of fun, a lot of shenanigans. Myself, Evan Pasacco, Tiffany Stone, we'll be back in the booth. And even bigger news than that, we will have television. Yes, this is going to be airing live, not live, excuse me, fail on my part, not live. It's going to be airing on CBS Sports at a later date. So, yes, if you missed the live stream, you will be able to watch it on TV, and I'm going to encourage you, all of you, to go and do it. They're taking a, you know, they're taking a risk on us. You know, we're putting Off-Road on CBS Sports in the virtual world, and your support will mean that we can get future races on there as well. Trust me, you'd much rather watch virtual off-road racing on television than, I don't know, some, like, college basketball, right? Who watches college basketball? I laugh, too, because a whole lot more people do that than racing. But just saying, if you listen to this show, you need to support it when it airs on TV, because we want to get it back on TV. So, yes, that's big news coming out of our camp. I'm out here on site at the Parker 425. Looks like it was a very, very light entry list to start off. And things have picked up steam. I think as of contingency day, 130 entries and a ton of trophy trucks. The Herbst brothers just rolled into town. BJ Baldwin's rolled into town. We got some heavy hitters coming to run Trick Truck with Best in the Desert. It's going to be an insane race. But speaking of insane races, man, off-road, off to full swing, off to big things already. Legacy Racing Association, some of you know, the management team behind Best in the Desert broke away from Best in the Desert last year. They announced Legacy Racing Association. They're going to be running predominantly in Nevada this year. I'm going to go and try and run one of their events, the Baja Nevada, in May. Should be a really big event. But, you know, that being said, a lot of people are questioning, you know, is this going to be solid? Is it going to be good? Are they going to be able to get entries? Well, I am here to tell you, they knocked it out of the park with their race in Pahrump. Home run, grand slam, wham, bam. It was massive. So, yeah, you know, the entry list, they had about 80, 90 deep, a lot of UTVs. But more importantly, they had a live stream that was insane. You know, they spaced out the trucks from, you know, some of the limited cars to the UTVs. And it was an absolutely amazing event. I got to tip the cap to my friends there at Legacy Racing Association. You know, I don't know if the world has room for another sanctioning body, but I got to tell you, they put their best foot forward with the first race of the year, and it's got me excited for the rest of the year. But I guess keeping count here, and we're talking, I guess, we got a lot of grassroots racing associations in the desert, but let's look at things. We've got SCORE. We've got Best in the Desert. We now have Legacy. We've got the Martelli brothers with their MIT 400 and their UTV World Championship. And we've got Dave Cole and Ultra 4, who are dipping their toes in the water on the desert racing side with some of their stuff out at KOH. I don't know if the industry has room for five major sanctioning bodies, but somehow everybody thinks they're a power player, and it's going to be interesting to watch this war unfold. The good news is, for us racers, yes, at some events it might be a little bit lighter entry list-wise, but all these promoters are going to have to pull out all the stops. They're wanting to wine us and dine us. They're wanting us to race with them. And the good news, what that means for all of us racers, is payouts are going to get better. Media is going to get better. Because if it's not, you're not going to their race. So let's hope that this kind of war brewing between all these organizers means that the racers actually benefit for once and the racing gets better. That's my hope. So I don't know who's going to survive this war. It's to be determined. But I got to tell you, I think every sanctioning body is doing a hell of a good job right now. And who knows, in 2021, we might need them all to be able to put together some calendars, because it doesn't look like this little thing called COVID is going away. And it's, you know, already in 2021 starting to affect a lot of events and things like that. Let's hope we don't see any more cancellations. But I think, you know, imminently there are going to be some, you know, some events get scratched, rescheduled, things like that, you know. And, you know, just on the bigger scale, we've already seen, you know what, you know, Long Beach Grand Prix get moved to September. We've got St. Petersburg get pushed back a month on the IndyCar calendar. I know NHRA has been doing some shuffling. I'm sure at some point NASCAR will. Supercross, you know, they're only running in, what, five or six cities this year instead of, you know, 14, 15 like they normally do. It's definitely it's a weird mood 2021. I will take what we've had so far in 2021 over 2020, hands down, absolutely. But, Yeah, it is definitely. I think when we all thought January 1, everything was going to go back to normal, let me tell you, that ain't happening for so many reasons. But I am here. I am going to be doing radio. That's one thing you can bank on. We'll be here every single week trying our best to keep you entertained. And, yeah, that's about all I got for you. But so, you know, all that being said, yes, the show is getting started. We got Toby Price. He's going to be coming up next. Remember, this is a best of interview from earlier this year. I say earlier this year. Yeah, no, it was earlier last year after the Dakar Rally. But I thought I'd re-air this one because it was a really, really solid interview you get from Toby Price. And when you get a relaxed Toby Price, you get a really good Toby Price. And it was definitely a rock solid interview that that Toby gave me. And you know, he's been a guest on here. I can't even count how many times at this point. Seems like one quick text message. He loves coming on air, but I think you guys are going to enjoy this one. Thought with Dakar going on, fit the theme of things, but we're definitely going to try and get Toby back on, you know, after Dakar wraps up, after he gets out of the hospital. He is good. He is safe. I've sent some messages with him, and he's going to be A-okay. So, you know, he's kind of that adopted American. He's an Australian, but we kind of adopt him as one of our own. So we always kind of pull for Toby, and he spends almost as much time here in the States as he does in Australia, minus COVID. But, yeah, so that's about all I got for you in this opening segment. We are going to take a short commercial break, and then Toby Price, he's going to wrap up our number one right here on the show. So definitely looking forward to that. And don't forget, Jim Beaver at manscaped.com will get you 20% off plus free shipping. And we'll be back with more after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP Advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Well, I'd like to welcome one of my guests to the show this week, my good buddy Toby Price, who I just saw here at the Parker 425. I guess, man, you what did you say? You had like literally one day in Australia, turnaround from Dakar till you headed stateside. Man, you got to be you've been a crazy start to the year for you, buddy.
Yeah, for sure, mate. It's definitely been a crazy start to the year. Dakar went so well for us. We just had a rough run there, but we got out of there safe, all of our peace, and yeah, like halfway through the event, we got a phone call to see if I wanted to compete in the Parker 425 with Robert Johnson in the Chattanooga whiskey truck. So yeah, made a call on that. Basically, once I finished Dakar, I flew home the next day straight after the event, and was at home in Australia for, basically 24 hours, and switched my bags over, did some washing, and flew straight here to the States. So it was a wild old trip. We're just kind of catching up a little bit now, but other than that, it's all going really well.
Yeah, do you kind of forget what your house looks like in Australia? Because I've got a feeling you're hardly ever there, man.
Well, I don't even remember. I've got a house in Australia. I keep forgetting I've even got one, so it's... it's a wild time. It definitely keeps you very busy and on the road, but I wouldn't want it any other way. You don't get these chances and opportunities all the time, so I try and grab them with both hands, hook in, and go full gas and have some fun with it.
Yeah. Well, you know, we'll talk about the Dakar Rally in a minute because I do want to dive into that and some of the talk, but let's go back here a little ways. I mean, you've kind of, you know, it seems like at some point, you know, all the greats on two wheels, and I mean, we can go down the list of, you know, off-road racers here in North America, and then, you know, some of the legends of Dakar, and it seems like they always, at some point in their career, transition to four wheels, and you're one of the few that's kind of active on both two and four wheels, man, but, you know, how's that kind of been? I know you've started picking up some more work. We've seen you in the desert here, you know, stateside and in Baja quite a bit. I know you and Nasser had a pretty good run, you know, in Jesse Jones' truck there at the Baja 1000. I mean, how's this kind of I don't want to call it a transition because you're still very much on two wheels, man. But how's the kind of the four wheel thing been going? I mean, you guys are obviously wicked fast.
Yeah, look, that's it. It's definitely kept me very busy and on my toes. And, yeah, like you say, I'm very active on both. But motorcycles is what's my normal job and keeps my bills paid and my lights on at home in Australia. And I've been very lucky enough to land on my two feet with some really good solid drives here in the States. And then having my own truck in Australia, I get to do some events back home, the Think Desert Race and stuff. So, I'm very active in both areas. It definitely puts a lot on the plate. And but then, yeah, like at the end of the day, the two wheels is main priority. It takes rain over everything. So if there's an event that's four wheel racing wise, I if there's an event on two wheels, I have to do the two wheel side of things, which is fair enough. It's I don't want to retire off two wheels anytime soon. I think I've got another 5 to 8 years in racing on two wheels. But then again, I don't know if a drive came up on four wheels, it was just feeling like at the right time and could keep me going forward. Then, yeah, basically that time then might be to hang the helmet up on two wheels. But, yeah, look, we had a good solid run at the Baja 1000 with NASA. It was kind of cool to have him over here in America and in Mexico for the event and for the race and to finish a second there. But that's pretty much really my best finish I've had, I guess, in a trophy truck. And otherwise, yeah, I've just had some small minor little parts and issues and things that are breaking. And but everyone has those at this stage. And once we kind of work it all out and get on top of it, hopefully, yeah, we can start winning some events and look to the future of hopefully going four wheels. And that might hopefully be a job that I can race four wheels full time.
Well, you know, I got to ask you about the Parker 425 because you're kind of humble in what you said. You said some mechanical problems. Dude, there's an in-car video of you, and you're driving the truck by hand, like literally working the throttle with your hand. Like, tell me the story behind that because, I mean, that takes another level of concentration to be able to do that because you're so used to your foot. I mean, I guess maybe the hand throttle, you know, used to a bike, but it's still like, dude, that's wild.
Yeah, that's it for sure. I don't know. There's just something embedded in me that I don't like giving up. I don't like quitting, and I don't like letting people down. So it's unfortunately, we were running in a good position. We're in third, trying to chase down Harley Lettner in second, and everything was going really well till the third lap, and we're getting ready to push and actually have a really good solid attack and a good go at the third lap, and literally just kind of come out of out of the pit lane there and got onto the first big main straight. A mechanical issue with the fly-by wire to the throttle. One of the motors locked up and it wouldn't open the butterflies and that just wouldn't give you any gas. So basically you're trying to put your foot through the pedal and the truck's just sitting there idling. So yeah, we're sitting there just trying to think how can we fix it, and we had no spare little motor to switch over for the fly-by-wire or anything. And then like I've seen probably in the previous few years, some guys have done that, basically just made a mechanical throttle. And so we took the shoelace out of the boot and wrapped it around the linkage in the throttle, disconnected all the fly-by-wire stuff, so it basically made it free. And put the shoelace string through the dash and tried that. And basically, it had a return on the butterflies, and once we knew it wasn't going to get stuck and jammed on us, and we thought we'll give it a go and go full gas. And the first 10-15 miles a little bit nerve-wracking because you still have that bit of a feeling that maybe it might lock on, and you don't want a 900 horsepower trophy truck wedged and wide open, full gas, and trying to pull the thing up. So we're very ready for the main power switch and everything to switch stuff off. But yeah, it kind of works fairly damn well. And like you say, I'm kind of used to being a throttle in the right hand, so it was not really too much out of place. But like I say, yeah, a couple of times when you needed the gas, I was trying to put my foot through the floor just to give her a bit of a hop, and that still wasn't working. You just had to try and remember it was all in the hand. So the last lap was pretty wild, but in saying that, I think I averaged like 65 miles an hour with the foot throttle on the second lap, and I only averaged 63, so I dropped, I think it was 2 miles an hour in speed. So I'm definitely not scared to have a go, mate. That's I love going flat out, and Robert Johnson gave us that chance and in the truck to come and race here, and I just felt like I just didn't want to let the guy down and not finish the race, and to still come across the line fifth with what we had go wrong, being basically down, and I think it was like 45 minutes trying to fix all that up. We're quite stoked. We're still passing trucks and everything. Like after we'd stopped, a few of them had passed us. 6100s and whatnot, so we're making some moves with a hand throttle, that was for sure.
That's insane. I gotta think, though, you know, it's like, is some of that maybe come from Dakar? Because Dakar, you're out there in some of the most remote places in the entire world, and you're all by yourself, and something mechanical goes wrong on your bike or something like that, I mean, you've got to kind of use your ingenuity to get the thing going again, right? Or you're going to be out there for a while, yeah. Right?
Yeah, exactly. That's right. You're going to be spending out there for probably anywhere from 5 to 9 hours. So it's going to be a little bit of a MacGyver and try and come up with some wild and crazy ideas just to get you across the finish line sometimes. And for sure, that's another area that I guess kind of helps me a little bit to do some crazy and silly things. But I nearly put that one at the top of the list. I never thought I'd have full control of a 900 horsepower trophy truck in the right hand, and trying to steer a truck for a full lap of 140 miles with one hand and still carrying that type of speed. So I reckon I'll nearly be putting that one at the top of my list. I guess, and also, with the broken wrist at Dakar last year. But it's just, like I say, I just don't like giving up, and I don't like stopping. And I just want to make the finish lines of events. And is that we weren't going to race, I guess I was wanted to try and break the internet doing something wild and crazy, and I think, the response from it's been pretty wild here. I'm still in the States, and every shop that I go to or something, that they recognise that I'm over here for the Parker race, they straight to the old hand throttle story, and I think it's pretty wild, and give you some knuckles, and set a pretty bad ass. So, look, at the end of the day, I just love racing, having fun, and enjoying it, and it's just been good times to come over here and race some cars and some trucks, so it's been good.
Yeah, well, and I laugh, and it's funny because, anybody that knows you, and I've got to know you pretty well, and I think most of the off-road community here in the States, I mean, we all know you pretty well. I feel like we've adopted you as your own, or our own, you're Australian, you raced a car, and it's for Australia, but all of us kind of lay a claim to Toby Price as you're kind of half American, buddy.
Yeah, mate, I'm very, very blessed and pumped for that. It's, I get the kind of like the what they call the honorary off-road status, I guess. It's being an American citizen in off-road. And, it's kind of cool. It's crazy to see the following that I do have here in America, even though I am Australian. But, it's cool, the support here and things like that. But, I just think people just love it there. We hook in and have a go at everything we can and keep moving forward and trying to just chase everything that we can get our hands on to. So it's I'm very lucky to have that support here in America and have great people that follow and keep up to date with what we're up to. So we just have to try and keep at it full gas and doing wild and crazy things and try and win some events, mate. We'll be stoked.
And we'll be back with more with Toby Price after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty radio show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris in their award-winning lineup of RZR vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a RZR 170 like me, take the entire family out in a RZR XP 4-1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new RZR XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris RZR. Check out the full Polaris RZR lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris RZR. Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris RZR. We've got Toby Price on the line. And Toby, well, you know, and let's go back and talk. We haven't even really talked about this year's Dakar Rally, but you know, I think, you know, obviously you're a multi-time winner of the Dakar Rally. You know what it takes to win that event, but, you know, you're with one of the best teams in the world. You go into this event and you guys are expecting to win, but, you know, once again, it is Dakar and it is the hardest event, you know, in the world to win. I mean, you know, going into one of these things, it's, I mean, how, you know, I don't even know if I can put it into perspective. I've never raced it, you know, and I've raced in Baja plenty, but I mean, kind of draw some comparisons. How hard is it not only to win this event, Toby, but just to finish the Dakar Rally?
Man, that's exactly how you explain it. It's a hard old challenge, and just to make the finish line, that in itself is a win to anybody, really. So to do that, that's the first thing you're trying to knock off the list and get sorted and just come home safe. And to be able to try and win it 2 times, like in a way, like, look, you've got to work hard for things. You've got to put a lot of time and effort into like the riding and bits and pieces like that to make it all go to plan. But then in saying that also, you really do have to have a lot of luck and a lot of things fall your way and go the right direction for you there. And trying to piece it all together and just make a good game plan and a strategy of racing. And sometimes you can have absolutely everything perfect and in the right direction, but basically, there could be a guy that's starting back in 25th that gets between a guy that you're battling with in the lead, and he's not even really in contention to try and win. But it can help you or it can hinder you with your overall result. So if he gets in between a guy that you're battling with, that just gives the guy more room to try and catch you or for you to catch them. So it's a lot of things have just got to fall in the right place and right direction for you. And to say I've got 2 trophies sit at home, I never thought I'd even have one of the things. It's just the mountain you've got to climb to try and win that race. It's just it, it seems unachievable. And when you do it, it seems like a dream, and it doesn't feel like it actually kind of happened. But it's just like basically riding from the East Coast to the West Coast and trying to do it all in 10 or 12 days. So it's a wild old ride, and it's definitely a challenge. I don't know, for some reason, just keeps drawing us back, and it's self-inflicted pain and torture, really. So we enjoy it, we love it, and we're always trying to line up at that race and try and chase that number one plate.
Well, you know, and what I think is interesting about that rally, too, especially for a guy like you that does it on a bike, I mean, you know, I don't want to say it's any easier for guys in four wheels, but it's easier. I mean, I'll just go out and say it. I mean, you know, they can at least at some point kind of sit back in their seat on a stretch and take a little bit of a deep breath. I mean, you on a bike, I mean, it's just a split second and your rally can be over. And at least I feel like the car and truck guys, they've got a little bit of a chance to catch their breath and collect their thoughts. I feel like on a bike, that's got to be so intense because you've got to be 100% on and, you know, and focused. And, you know, how hard is that over the stretch of 2 weeks to keep that focus? Because, you know, unlike the car and truck guys where they can literally, you know, kind of take a breath, you can't do that, Toby.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. It's not taking anything away from them guys that drive the cars, like Nasser and Carlos Sainz and all them guys. That they travel at a really high rate of speed too. And it's like there's a lot of concentration in that. But, like you say, it's just there are sections there that they can kind of relax a lot more and just sit there and kind of enjoy the ride and still be wide open on the throttle. But like for us, we're there by ourselves. We're trying to navigate. We're trying to ride the bike at speeds of 90 to 120 mile an hour. I think that's roughly around your 100 to 160 kilometers an hour in Australian talk, basically. But we're trying to do everything, and like I say, we have to be the mechanic, we have to be the rider, we have to be the navigator, we have to be basically fine tuned, ready for the race, and we don't have any outside assistance or help, so it all adds up, and just not to take anything away from them guys that drive the cars, it's just it's definitely a whole different world to be a motorcycle competitor in that race, and we have to do every bit of miles on the seat, and just to try and mentally prepare yourself for something like that. It really weighs you down. It's a race that's basically designed to try and break man and machine. And if you come out the other side of it all in one piece and with a trophy in your hand, that's an ultimate dream. But just to even finish that race in the last place, that's still a win at the end of the day too.
Yeah. How was it this year? Because this was, you know, you've raced in South America for quite a while now, and obviously it's different every single year, but you've kind of come to know what to expect. How was going to Saudi Arabia this year? I mean, that was a complete shift for everybody. I mean, it was almost even playing field for everybody. You know, how was that shift for not only you, but the team and just everybody in general? Because it's new country, you know, it's new terrain. Everything was new about this year's rally.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. It was a complete different rally for us, and no one knew what to expect. No one knew the area that we were going through. No one knew how the people operated there. And everything was a completely different rally for us. So some of the areas we rode through actually felt like it was in South America, but then on top of that, it was, we just knew we were in a completely different race and a different country. But, the KDM team, we tried to do as much research as possible to be as prepared as we could be. But, like I say, you've just got to have a lot of luck go your way with that race sometimes and try and just piece everything together and make it all work. But it was definitely a cool experience. At the end of the day, I've raced in South America since my first one was 2015. It was cool to actually be in a different country for it, and it was kind of like a new style of race, I guess, and kind of got you excited to go somewhere new, somewhere different, and experience another country. So we're there for the next 4 years now, so we kind of know roughly what we're in for, and basically we'll just go back to the drawing board and start getting ready for 2021. It never ends, and nothing slows down for us. It's just non-stop thinking about Dakar racing, and that's about it.
Yeah. Well, you know, that being said, you know, what's the plans for this year? Obviously, you said getting ready for the 2021 Dakar Rally. I know, obviously, you got the Fink there in Australia. You said you own your own truck down there. I know I saw Stadium Super Trucks is coming down there with a handful of races as well. I'm sure we might see a stateside. I mean, I'm sure you've got a lot of opportunities popping up in front of you. What's 2020 look like for Toby Price?
Yeah, exactly all that pretty much. We've got some things lined up, with basically doing the World Championship on two wheels. We're trying to line up the thing to do Sink Desert Race with two wheels as well as the four wheels program we got there. We'll do some Stadium Super Truck racing this year in Australia. Hopefully we can come back and do some more events in the trophy truck stuff here, either with Jesse Jones or Robert Johnson. Basically, the plan is to get back to the Baja 1000 at the end of the year in November. Would be cool to try and either win that race or get back on the podium there again after this year or after last year now. But we just try and fit in anything else we can kind of fit in along the way. So it's plenty of racing on board and, two and four wheels. And we just like to go out and have fun and enjoy going at high rates of speed. So we'll see and assess everything as it's going along. And I don't know, I seem to struggle to say no to a lot of things. It's just something gets offered and I'm like, yep, done. We'll sort it out and we'll go for it full gas. And I'd like to try and come over with K&M to do maybe a World Championship UTV races over here. So we'll wait and see what we can kind of piece together and just keep myself active and flying around the world doing some mad cool events.
Yeah, well, and you mentioned the UTV there and the side by sides, and I got to say, here I am, a trophy truck guy, kind of racing full time in side by sides now. But I know even at Dakar, a couple of years ago, it was kind of an afterthought. Like that was just a category nobody paid much attention to. Now, I mean, we've got some marquee racers, in there, and it's really kind of coming to the forefront of Dakar, where manufacturers are getting involved, things like that. You'd mentioned doing some side by side racing. I know you've got you do some down in Australia. You're talking about coming here and doing the World Championship. I mean, for a guy like you, that's saying something. I mean, you're running, with one of the best programs in the entire world on two wheels. You got some amazing opportunities on four, and here you are talking about going side-by-side racing, man. How much fun are you having behind the wheel of one?
Yeah, look, honestly, it's for how much slack they copped, I'd say 3-4 years ago or 5 years ago. It's good, cheap, not cheap, affordable racing, but it's a lot more achievable than what you're trying to run a full-fledged trophy truck kind of thing with a team there. It's just the budget pretty much goes 10 times as much as what you can put into a side-by-side. Like it's as deep as your pocket can go to go and run a side-by-side, but in any way, any seat time helps. And that's like, if I can get my seat, my backside into one of those seats of a side-by-side, I do it. It's somewhere along the way, it's going to help refine driving in a trophy truck or whether I go a bit of tarmac racing or I'm in the Stadium Super Truck stuff. So, it's only like it's a category fairly new to the Dakar event, but now you're starting to see like Cyril Dupre and everything racing in one this year. And it's crazy. Like I say, it's affordable, closer and affordable racing for the majority of the people are running around instead of trying to like a multi-million dollar deal to try and go and run a full-size trophy truck or a Toyota or one of those minis in the Dakar race. So it's all really taking off massive. And like you say, everyone here in America now seems to have one. Like everywhere you turn around, it's if someone doesn't have one, it's either a mate that's got one that they go out and blast down to Glamis and have a bit of fun there. And I'm doing a side-by-side championship races at home with K&M and doing one or two rounds. I can't commit to a full season there just with the two-wheel program that I'm doing. But, I take my K&M out to the Sink Desert Race and do some pre-running there. And they're just a really, really fun toy to have. And it's any bit of racing I can get into, I go with it full gas.
Yeah, well, I got to ask one last question before we let you go, though. I know King of the Hammers coming up. Obviously, there's UTVs there. They got King of the Motos coming back. I mean, has there ever been any itch to go and try your hand in the rocks?
I was really, really close to trying to pull the trigger on that and going there this weekend. But like I say, I haven't been home for about 4 weeks. So I got home for one day, for 24 hours. But I've got a lot of things to sort out back home and get on top of. And I was, like I say, I was like 99% close to changing my flight to fly home. So I head home on Saturday and get out of here. But yeah, other than that, I was nearly going to stay and just at least go and watch and check the event out to basically try and maybe, like, I'm either going to race or see if I could line something up, or just maybe they're planning for the future to come over and race it. But these things don't match up at the moment. Got to get my myself home and sort some things out and go from there. But it's definitely one that I've always wanted to come over and check out. It's just Cool Hammers is just, everyone talks about it. It's basically like a motorhome city that's out in the middle of nowhere, and it's really cool just to see that amount of people just that fully froth off-road racing and rock climbing and doing whatever. So it's cool to see how big the racing is here, and I love coming over and seeing everyone hook in and go full gas. So we'll hopefully get to that event eventually one year.
And you know what? We're going to bring Toby Price back for one more question when we come back from this break here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back here to the General Tire Down and Dirty Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We got Toby Price on the line, and one more question, Toby. Well, and like I said, one more question, got one more, but that kind of spurred me into saying one other thing. But I know, obviously, you and Red Bull have a very, very deep relationship, been a huge supporter of your career. Obviously, they've got a big footprint at the Dakar Rally. What's you got to be pretty excited about this new Red Bull Junior program they've got. I know we've got Seth Quintero, Mitch Guthrie, Blade Hildebrand kind of in that program. But you got to be kind of excited about, you know, them kind of investing in some of the young and up-and-coming athletes, you know, and giving them a pathway to Dakar, because, you know, you and I both know it's very expensive to compete there at a high level, and just the logistics of being a part of that event's tough. I mean, you as an athlete and one of the premier Red Bull athletes, got to be really excited about their investment into this kind of junior program they've got.
Yeah, for sure. Look, like it's unreal to see Red Bull jumping in on board with that and really trying to bring some younger drivers through and develop them up into professional drivers for the Dakar racing. And the sport definitely needs it. Like, I'm not saying that Stefan Peter Hansel and Carlos Sainz and all them guys, about to retire and hang their helmet up. But those guys have still got a few more years in them racing. But they are getting towards that age. It's just getting up there and out of the way. I'd love to be a part of that junior program that's in that. But I'm still probably a little bit old for it as well. So it's cool to see Red Bull really investing into this and trying to bring some younger drivers up and be a part of this Dakar racing. So hopefully we'll see them guys back over there again next year and going full gas, because they had a lot of issues and things going wrong. Like I said, that program got put together fairly quickly, and still the car's very new and under development, and they had a lot of issues this year. And it's always showed that they can actually run at the front. They were winning class, winning stages, and showing they can actually do it. So it's amazing to see, and I hope that.
Well, Toby, I appreciate you taking the time, my friend. I know you're you know, kind of busy getting ready to hop a flight back to back home, but I appreciate you taking the time to call on the show. Good seeing you out here at the 425, man. Always always fun catching up with you.
Mate, no problem at all. Appreciate it, and thank you very much. We'll hopefully see you guys out here again soon.
Well, that was certainly good times on that best of interview with my good friend Toby Price from last year. You know, after the Dakar Rally, and you know, obviously Toby not having a good year this year, but stoked to catch up with him anytime we get a chance. But we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be back with more after this, right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story. For 100 years, General Tire has provided tires for your lifestyle, your adventure, your anywhere. Born from competition, the Grabber Tire offers the durability and off-road traction you demand in a tire. We put these tires to the test in the harshest off-road racing conditions to give you a tire that will make your anywhere possible. So let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us photos at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible. Because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online, in syndication on networks across the U.S., and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome to hour number two of the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Hopefully Toby Price and I didn't bore you to death. Well, maybe I did, but I guarantee you Toby Price didn't. But hopefully you guys are still here with us. Thanks to everybody tuning in, you know, on Sports Byline, all 200 networks, SiriusXM 217, the American Forces Network, and everybody online. Thank you guys for tuning in and being here, continuing to support us and, you know, all of our projects and all the fun that we got going on. It really is truthfully awesome. We got here in hour number two, probably a fan Q&A, maybe a special guest dropping by. We definitely have Tiffany Stone on the show, so you can look forward to that. And a whole lot more. So, yeah, if you got fan questions, hit me up at JimBeaver15 on the Twitter machine. Or I guess hit me up on Instagram. You're going to have to slide into those DMs. I'm probably not going to check Facebook during the show. I'll just be honest with you. If you DM me there, it'll get viewed, but at some point. Yes, we're going to answer some fan questions if our special guest doesn't come in. And we got a whole lot more coming at you today. You know, it's kind of a new year. We're starting to get things rolling. Obviously, Dakar Rally. We had Toby Price on, but we got Tiffany Stone. Her and I are going to dissect what's going on in Dakar, Parker 425, and a whole lot more. It's, It's a good solid hour number two right here on the show. So thank you, guys. Also want to make mention, those of you just tuning in, don't forget this show today. Yes, the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show powered by Polaris Razor. It's brought to you by our good friends at Manscaped, who's the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Right now, go to manscaped.com. Use the code JimBeaver. It's going to get you 20% off plus free shipping. That's 20% off with free shipping. Manscaped.com. Use the code JimBeaver. And yes, I guarantee you, everything below the waist will thank you for doing so. And yeah, Manscaped, big, big time supporter of the show this week. And big thanks for them for coming on board and supporting. So yes, once again, get in those questions at JimBeaver15 in, you know, gosh, I'm getting tongue tied. We're only an hour deep. How the hell am I going to survive hour number two? We are going to figure that out. But we're going to jump into some KOH talk as well. So fan questions at JimBeaver15. And with that, I think we are going to take a short break. I am going to drink something, hopefully untie this tongue, and we'll be back with more right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. We'll see you after this quick, short commercial break.
I'm Polaris rider Jim Beaver. I race trophy trucks professionally, host the Down and Dirty Radio Show, and also travel the country announcing motorsports events. I've seen it all, and trust me, I've done most of it. So when it comes time to relax on the weekend, nothing is better than taking time with my family in our Razor vehicles. They've got the reliability I need to just pick up and go explore the desert dunes or trail, and have the capability to attack even the harshest terrain. If you're looking for some of the most reliable and safest, and hands down most capable off-road machines in the world, look no further than Polaris and their award-winning lineup of Razor vehicles. Whether you want your daughter to experience off-road driving for the first time in a Razor 170 like me, take the entire family out in a Razor XP4 1000 on the weekend, or shred the desert and dunes in the all-new Razor XP 1000 Fox Edition, Polaris has you handled. Take my advice and join me and some of the best drivers in the world by driving a Polaris Razor. Check out the full Polaris Razor lineup at Polaris.com or follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Polaris Razor.
Your life demands a tire that provides durability, comfort, and performance, and that's what General Tire delivers for you. From the all-season grip of the Grabber UHP to the comfort and on-road manners of the Grabber HTS to the durability and off-road traction of the Grabber AT2, General has a tire that will help get you where you need to go, so let us take you on your next big adventure. Tweet us at General Tire, hashtag anywhere is possible, because with General Tire, anywhere is possible.
From the 2018 Master Distillers of the Year comes a bold new American whiskey in Fistful of Bourbon. Their whiskeys have been award-winning for generations. Now they're going all in on bourbon, blending five straight whiskeys to create a big, balanced bourbon that stands apart from everything else. So grab yourself a Fistful of Bourbon, a blend of five bourbons created with over 100 years of whiskey blending experience. It ain't just a bourbon, it's a damn fistful. Please enjoy responsibly.
Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for 15% discount.
Life is all about sound. The sound of sports, the sound of the racetrack, and the sound of your vehicle. Don't drive around listening to this. Drive around listening to the sound of performance. Gibson Performance. Gibson Performance Exhaust is the company who can turn this into this. Remember that life is all about sound, and Gibson Exhaust is the sound of performance. Check out your next catback exhaust system, headers, muffler, or UTV exhaust at GibsonPerformance.com and get more power and more sound.
Like what you hear? Catch all the back episodes of the Down and Dirty Radio Show on Apple Podcast, and be sure to rate, review, and subscribe.
Welcome back here to the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here, locked and holding it down. And yes, it is Parker 425 week. And you know what? We're going to throw somebody under the bus right now. I actually have a guest in the studio all week long. My good friend Brittany Cardone is here. And she would never come on the show, but we're just going to throw her name out there on national radio. She does everything behind the scenes for this show and for my program, so we're just going to give her some props right now and throw her name out there. Don't follow her on social media, though, because she never posts there. But anyways, yes, there is somebody behind this machine that helps out, and we're just going to give her a little props here on the show. All right, moving forward, where are we at here? We got some fan questions to get to, but before that, I do have to say Polaris kind of came out of nowhere yesterday. Boom, throat punch to the rest of the industry, and we're talking the trail industry. They dropped two new Polaris units, Razor Trail and Razor Trail S. Yes, these are the units that are like the workhorses. This is what people get when they just want to go out, hit the trails. They want to experience Razor life, but you probably don't need a Turbo S or a Pro XP or an XP Pro, right? So, you know, this is, I guess these are the units that sometimes people forget about, but these are really units that sell well. People buy them. They're affordable. They're cost effective. And they both updated the Razor Trail and the Razor Trail S. Razor Trail starting at $13,399, which is one hell of a bargain for a brand new Razor. Trail S starting at $15,299. Biggest difference is the S is a 60 inch stance. The regular Razor Trail is a 50-inch stance, class-leading power to weight, upgraded suspension. The looks on these things look really rad. They got some amazing doors on them. They got all kinds of packages with roofs, windshields. Basically, you can adapt these things to whatever you want, however you want to ride. I got to tell you, these things are amazing little compact machines. If you're looking to get into the Razor life and do it affordably, the Trail and the Trail S, you ought to look right there. But, Polaris, they're not going to sit back. They're not going to let somebody else sneak in. Already industry leading, and boom, here they go. They upgrade again. Even though they didn't need to, they brought the heat, and these things look sharp. So check it out, PolarisRazor.com. They got all the details right there on the front page. Announced yesterday, Razor Trail, Razor Trail S. And, you'll definitely enjoy it, you know. It's an easy way. It's a way to ease yourself into the Razor life, you know. But if you don't want to ease your way in, go right ahead. Get yourself a Turbo S or a Pro XP, you know. Continue to up the game. RS1's kind of my new favorite, though. You know, it's been out for a couple years now, but that single-seater, it's a hell of a lot of fun to throw those things around and bang the trails and stuff like that. So, I don't know, Razor, that's one thing I like. You know, a lot of these UTV manufacturers are one-hit wonders, right? They've got one unit. They do it right, but that's it. They've got that. Polaris, they got something for everybody. If you got a kid, you need a Razor 170, 570. You know, they got the Trail Series, RS1. You know, XP 1000s, Pro XPs, Turbo S's, whatever. Polaris got something for everyone. So I love you guys too. You guys hit me up a lot on social media with tags. Tell me what you're doing, especially on Twitter. When you're out hitting the trails, things like that. I love seeing that. So continue to do that. And I do want to say, you know, I've mentioned it before. I'll mention it again. We've got an RV trip we're going to be doing this June. We got an RV trip that we're going to be doing. And we want you guys to come out and ride with us. We're going to be hitting up Northern California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, and Utah. The tour may change a bit, depending on COVID, states, regulations, things like that, you know. But we want to go where we can have the most fun. And we've got some spots lined up. But it's going to be the first 2 weeks of June. We're going to take this out. We're going to have a film crew. Think old school skate film, old school BMX film, road trips, summer road trips. That's what we're going for with this thing. We want to have a lot of fun. But we're going to have a film crew. We're going to be doing podcasts. We're going to be doing radio. But most importantly, we want you, yes, you listening right now, if you are going to be in those areas, to come out and ride with us. Bring your Razor out for the day. I don't care if you've got a dirt bike, a quad, a moped, or if you've got a Brand X UTV, it doesn't matter. This is all about fun. It's all about listeners of the show. So we want you guys to come out with us. So, you know, here's the deal. We've got some stuff outlined, but I want to hear from you guys because I know there's some rad spots that we don't know about. So if you're in NorCal, if you're in Oregon, if you're in Washington, you're in Idaho, you're in Utah, yeah, we all know where the rad places in Utah are, but maybe there's something that we don't know about in Utah. Hit us up. Let us know, where do you ride? Where is your spot? Where's your local shred area? Where are you hitting up? Where should we hit up, and where can we hit up and meet you guys at? If it's somewhere that's not too far out of the way, if it's kind of along the lines of our trip, we might make a detour and hit us up. But I got to know soon, you know, so we can start getting these things locked in. So if you want to come ride with us, and we are going to have some rad people, I mean, some industry veterans, some influencers, we're going to have a lot of people on strips. Just not going to be me. It's going to be a ton of people, and we are going to have a film crew. If you want to be on a, you know, be on film, let us know where your local riding area is, and maybe you get the chance to come out and hang out with us and do a little riding. I think it'll be a ton of fun to ride with you guys, so let us know. So that's going on. Like I said, we got lots of big news, but would love to ride with you guys. But I guess one of the big things coming up is, we haven't even really talked about this, we got X Games Aspen coming up. Yes, we are only like, what, 2 weeks away? Yeah, I think right at 2 weeks away from X Games Aspen. Unfortunately, it's going to be closed to the public. It's only going to be made for TV. They've got an abbreviated schedule of events. They've kind of cut out snow bike and snow cross stuff. So we're not going to have anything with engines at X Games. But I've been asked by a lot of people about X Games. What do I know? Well, I will tell you what I know. Stuff with engines cut out. But they do have something they're working on later on in the year that will be X Games meddling events for things with engines. So not completely off the grid, but we're going to have to wait on that. But I think they wanted to have the most tight, compact venue as possible with no fans so they can make it for TV. And, you know, things with engines tend to take up more room, just facts. So I understand the decision for that. But you X Games fans that have been listening, I know X Games got the full schedule, but the rundown here is basically ski and snowboard. Let's just be honest with you. Your big air events, your pipe events, it looks like that's all in. But it's basically just ski and snowboard, and all your traditional events there. So it's going to be Friday the 29th, Saturday the 30th, January the 31st. With less events, obviously the TV windows are going to be smaller and things like that. But it will be on ESPN, ESPN2, and ABC, I believe. So X Games, yes, it is still happening. It's just going to be in a little bit different way, and I'm hoping that this is a winter X Games only thing, because summer X Games, I think they're moving away from Minneapolis this year. I don't know the new location, but the contract with Minneapolis was for 3 years. They didn't have it last year because of coronavirus, but from what I understand, even though it didn't happen, Minneapolis was a 3-year deal, and they lost their last year of the deal because of coronavirus. So X Games is going to be looking for a new home this summer. I've heard possibly going back to Los Angeles, to Southern California. I've heard possibly San Diego. And I've heard possibly like a place like San Francisco. So it sounds like they're looking at West Coast. I hope they – I don't know. East Coast could be fun too, but maybe one of their traditional venues. I kind of hoping they stay away from Los Angeles, to be honest with you. Those feel like there's so much that happens in L.A., and they were there for so long. Like it seemed like – it was kind of a ghost town towards the end. Everybody kind of took it for granted. It's like, oh, if I miss X Games, I can go next year. I really like this 2 to 3 years at one place and then move on, you know. San Diego would be fun because, as far as I'm concerned, San Diego is one of the action sports capitals of the world. I love San Diego, one of my favorite cities on earth, and I would love an excuse to go to San Diego for a week, let's just be honest. But, so that's what I know on the X Games front. So Summer X Games obviously is going to be still on if winter is. But winter just a little bit different this year. But, yes, those of you have been asking, it is going to be abbreviated, athletes only, and probably invited media. I got to be out at King of the Hammers, so I won't be on site at X Games. But would have been fun to go. So it is happening. It's going down, and that's about all I know. I do see the invited athletes list, and it's who you expect. It's kind of weird though, not seeing anybody like Levi LaValle on the list, and you know, and things like that. Just it's just all ski and snowboard athletes. Not a bad thing. I love skiing and snowboarding, but snowboarding more than skiing. But yeah. Anyways, we are going to take a short commercial break here. When we come back, Tiffany Stone is going to be calling in. We're going to be talking Dakar, KOH, and probably a whole lot more. You never quite know where the conversation is going to steer when she's on the show. But, yes, that's coming up next after the break right here on The General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. See you after this short commercial break.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Don't just shred your way through any off-road rugged terrain. Get into gear with GSP XTV and let us redefine your adventure. The GSP advantage of quality and performance sets a standard for UTV axles. We strive to provide premium ATV and UTV axles to keep you shreddy ready. Kick up some dirt and get in the driver's seat with GSP XTV. With over 35 years of experience, drive with a company you can trust. Drive with GSP. For more information, please visit us at gspxtv.com today.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. I'd like to welcome my good friend back on the show for another year, Tiffany Stone, kicking off 2021. How's everything going, T-Stone?
It's going good. Only thing I'm kind of sad about right now is the sun is not shining at all in Michigan, and I cannot wait to get back out west where the sun is always shining. I know you know everything about that, especially living in the desert, but all is good, though.
Yeah, well, I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but it's good news on my part, bad news on your part. But I'm here at Parker. We had contingency for the Parker 425 yesterday. 82 degrees, sunny skies, Tiff. Yeah, Michigan sucks about now.
It does. And my dad actually just moved down to Buckeye in Arizona, and he keeps posting photos every single day about another beautiful Arizona sunset, another beautiful weather. But, I mean, he moved down there in November, December, so of course it's great. Now I'm waiting for him to tell me how hot it is in middle of July when he's down in the desert, when he's like, another glorious 120-degree day.
Yeah, he's actually only 2 hours from me if he's in Buckeye, maybe an hour and 45 minutes, depending on if I want to thread the needle with Arizona DPS or not. But that's not far away at all, so I might actually see you a little bit more often. That's going to be interesting. But I feel bad for your dad because he's in Buckeye, and I got nothing against Buckeye. I got a lot of friends that have actually moved there. But when it's 120 in Buckeye and it's 120 in Parker, I just get to go a half mile and get on the river in a boat. He's pretty far away from any kind of water. He's like stuck out there in the desert in 120 degrees. Big difference.
That is true. However, he also has been sharing photos of his pool. So at least he has a pool. And so there we are.
Dad's got a pool, man.
Yeah, well, and so that's the thing. So I'm actually heading down before King of the Hammers in a few weeks. I'm going to be heading down actually a week from today, Friday. So next week on the 22nd, after we do our iRacing the day before, or the night before, but heading out that Friday. So I'm going to spend some time down there, you know, a few days before him. And then I'll actually be driving past Parker to head back to Johnson Valley. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Yeah, what day are you cutting through Parker? I'm heading out to KOH Friday. What day are you heading out there?
Probably Friday as well. You guys are going to laugh at me because everybody, when you think KOH, you think everybody in the desert, RVs, everybody camping. And I'm the person who has done that for the first 2 years. And the second year that I did that, I ran out of water. I ran out of propane. Everything was just getting messed up. It was so windy one day that like you could feel the RVs moving back and forth. So last year I actually got a Airbnb, you know all about this, about 10 minutes away from the entrance right there in Landers. So if I really wanted to be cool and do this, and I've actually done it, there are a bunch of different like washes and systems and roads that lead from my Airbnb, and I will end up back in Johnson Valley right there on the lake bed, and Chocolate Thunder is on the right. So it's kind of cool the way that I picked it out. But I know people are going to be like, are you supposed to be camping? No, It's nice to take a 20-minute hot shower at the end of a day when you've been in the desert all day, too.
Yeah, it's a give and take. The camping is nice, but the hot shower is nice. Like, I feel like it's some nights you want to camp, other nights the Airbnb sounds pretty nice. So, I don't know. There's a give and take there.
No, exactly. And I'm really looking forward to it. And I had posted a photo a few days ago, and it's like, I need this. Like, I need King of the Hammers to happen. I feel like a lot of people need King of the Hammers to happen. You know, we have so many events going on. You and I both do so many different things, but it's always been up in the air, especially for last year, because we're like, is it going to happen? Is it going to cancel? What's going to happen? And so big shout out to Dave Cole, his entire team, everybody making sure, you know, the protocols are there. It's COVID friendly. You know, we're doing rapid testing and they're doing, you know, different things to ensure that this event happens. And I'm just so looking forward to it and crossing my fingers still, it hasn't been canceled where, you know, we've looked forward to other events and then they've been canceled. So it's kind of like, we all need this to bring back together, especially in the off-road community, the Jeep, the racing community, everybody just, we need this.
Yeah. And truthfully, you know, obviously it's good to be here in Parker. Race is happening this weekend. I'm kind of still like, I got to be honest with you. And I know a lot of people in the industry are, and I, you know, I believe Dave, everybody there, I know they've worked their ass off, but part of me continues to think, I'm like, is this really possible? Can they pull this off? You know, is this really actually going to happen? We're 2 weeks out, and like, I don't want to say I've questioned it, but, and I'm not questioning anybody at Ultra 4, more like questioning the California government at this point. Like, who's going to be the jerk that steps in and goes, yeah, I don't think we're going to allow this to happen. You know, like part of me just goes, well, like, is this possible? And I hope it does, because I'm looking forward to being out of Hammers, but I'm just saying, you know?
No, I completely agree. Well, you know that I'll be down in Buckeye, you know, next week. I'm going to actually, when I have one of my friends that lives in Denver, so I'm going to stop on my way to see her. Because honestly, from my house to Johnson Valley, it is 32 hours, give or take. Mostly 32 to about 34, depending on how many stops, you know, because I like to look at stuff when I'm driving too, because you're out there. I'm a big Route 66 fan, or Route 66, however you want to say that. I'm a big fan of that. So I always like stopping and looking at things, but it's pretty much a hike out there. But either way, Jim, I will be in Arizona start of, you know, the week of Hammers or whatnot. I will be there. So if we need to meet up because something happens, which I hope it doesn't, we can meet up in Parker, since, you know, like you said, you're only an hour and 45 minutes away. So I will see you regardless, Jim.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that being said, you know, if somebody steps in and says, oh, you can't have Hammers is still going to happen. It just wouldn't be a formal event, but you're not going to prevent, you know, 20,000 people, their RVs, from going out to Hammers. Like, it's just, it's going to happen. Like, whether it's sanctioned or not, there is some semblance of KOH that's going to happen that week and a half. Like, I firmly believe that, you know, and I don't think anybody's going to argue that, because it's just, you know, whether or not they can officially sanction an event, that might be a different story. But yeah, people are still going to be out there in Johnson Valley that weekend, guaranteed.
I mean, you're absolutely right. What are they going to do? Move the mountains, put like a barrier for the lake bed? I mean, there, you know, yes, the military and all that is very close in 29 Palms and stuff like that. But I don't know what you could do anymore. You know what I mean? Like, how, like you said, how are you going to stop it?
Yeah, that's it. How are you going to stop it? You're not. That's the easiest way to put it. No. So you're getting your Jeep ready. Any upgrades? Santa bring anything rad for the Jeep, T-Stone?
Yeah, so I finished some few things. Many people wouldn't think this is exciting, but it's exciting for me, especially as a female starting out, you know, in the Jeep community and Jeep world, not really knowing too much about Jeeps, but just learning each time. I actually changed all of my brakes yesterday. I had like a person watching, Pete from Unlimited Off-Road, who always helps me out. But he showed me, he's like, you got to do this, this, and this. And I ended up changing the brake pads on all of four brake pads on, you know, front and rear on Lucifer yesterday by myself. And I was so proud of that. So I put some new R1 concept brake pads on there because I still have those rotors. So I put the upgraded off-road ones. I did a full oil change with all the AMSOIL stuff that I use. And then we finished the Rock Slide Engineering sliders, which are really cool. If you've ever seen them, They're really nice sliders. Then you open the door, and then they have like a little step that pops out and then closes. And it's all done by a switch right there. And I changed out my rear tail lights yesterday, too, by myself.
Damn, look at you.
There we go.
I think you've been on the show, what, 2-3 years now? I think you just earned the respect of the audience, Tiff. You changed your own brakes on your Jeep. You did not take it to a shop. You did it yourself. I think you earned the respect of the audience today. So I'm just saying, not that you didn't have it before, but I think it may have just clicked up a notch. They're like, oh, this girl can actually wrench too. Okay. All right. She's one of us.
Yeah, no, I felt like that. I even posted about it on my story yesterday. I was like, I know people probably think, yeah, sure. Okay, Tiffany, it's pretty easy. Not a big deal. But, you know, learning and wanting, you know, I do have a hand in everything that has been built on that Jeep. Like, mostly Pete has helped it and built it because obviously he works at the shop. So we go in there after hours and it's always fun to go hang out. But like, I was like, I really want to try this, you know, and then I watched the YouTube video on how to change my tail light. Super simple. High Beam Off-Road has it really easy where you pop out some things, you know, use a 10 millimeter and then you take out the little screw, you pop out the tail light, and then you connect the housing to the new one. And like, so pretty cool. And like, even with the oil change, and I'm a shout out, and I'm telling you right now, because people will be like, of course you're shouting these companies out. They give you stuff. No, I bought my full skid plate that goes underneath by Artec Industries. I legit bought that because when I do the whole T-Stone proof things, like I approve those things because I actually like the product. I don't mind spending money on the product, and I will spend good money on a good product. Artec's full skid for the JL is phenomenal. It's super easy to put in. I helped Pete put that in. But when I was doing the oil change yesterday, you're thinking, hey, well, they have the full skid. You're not going to have to do that. They actually cut out an oval for the drain for your oil change that you can literally just pull the plug right there and it drains and it's already there. You don't have to do anything. I was so impressed by that yesterday. And it just made everything so easy because sometimes when you have that skid on there, especially like on a JK or older one, or, you know, they didn't think about needing to do the oil change. It's so cool. I even have slow-mo video of it because I thought it was so cool.
That's rad. All right. So, yeah, we got more to talk about here, but we got to take a short commercial break. We'll come back. We're going to catch back up with Tiffany Stone right after this, right here on the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Whether you're looking for a tire that balances high performance responsiveness and traction in wet and light snow conditions, excellent handling and traction in wet and dry conditions, or a summer performance tire designed with a driving enthusiast in mind, Gentle Tire has you covered. From the all-new G-Max RS to the Grabber ATX, no matter what you drive, General Tire will get you where you're going. Learn more at GeneralTire.com. General Tire, cruising with the Down and Dirty Radio Show since 2012. Looking to have some fun on four wheels? Dirtfish Rally School has you covered. Packing as much adrenaline and adventure as you can handle into high-performance all-wheel drive and rear-wheel drive Subaru rally cars is where the fun begins at Dirtfish. Just 30 minutes outside of Seattle and Snoqualmie, you'll get a chance to train up to 3 full days with some of the country's best instructors and be put through the high-octane rush of rally on mud, dirt, and tarmac. Get started today and call 425-888-7715 or visit us online at dirtfish.com and use code 911 for a 15% discount.
You're listening to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. All killer and no filler.
Welcome back to the Gentle Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver, Tiffany Stone here. It is a new year. We got a big show today. Got a best of interview with our good friend Toby Price, who unfortunately did not have the Dakar that he wanted, but looks like Toby is recovering in the hospital. I know I will send Toby a text and try and get him on the show as soon as he leaves the hospital because he's always a fun guest to have on. But Tiff, I know you know, obviously we've been talking about KOH. That's a big one. That's coming up in about 2 weeks. Got Park 425 happening this weekend. You Sirius XM listeners are you know, you're probably bouncing back and forth between, you know, watching that unfold on the internet and listening to this show, hopefully. But, you know, the big one coming up, though, you know, is KOH. But right now we're getting ready to wrap up the Dakar Rally. And I know, Tiff, been following along this. You and I have some mutual good friends. American contingent really strong this year at Dakar. I know Ricky Brabec having a very good run at one point. Looks like he's going to come up just a hair short of taking home a second Dakar. You know, Mitch Guthrie Jr. having some troubles. Both the Matlocks at times having some struggles. You know, let's kind of walk through Dakar. And truthfully, I want to chime in on our buddy, Seth Quintero, who we will know he goes down in infamy because he is the one guy that turned down Tiffany Stone.
I know. I asked him to prom. Well, that's funny. I asked him to. I'm like, I'll go to prom with you. He's like, aren't you kind of like old, Tiffany? And I was like, okay.
That was funny when that happened. And I think it was live on air. I can't remember, but it was like a mic drop where everybody turned their heads. And it was like, it was funny because it's to set the stage here for this. So for people tuning in, right, to set the stage, it wasn't like this is this creepy thing, right? It was legitimately we were talking and Seth was like, I don't have anybody to go to prom with this year. You know, and Tiff, who is, you know, I'm not going to age you, Tiff, but you're older than Seth by quite a bit. And Tiff's like, well, I'll go to prom with you, Seth. Like most 18-year-old kids would have been all over that. Oh, I get to go with Tiffany Stone to prom. Yes. And Seth like legitimately turned and goes, you're too old for me or something. And everybody was just like, crickets. What? I can't remember. Somebody chimed in and they go, Seth, you someday are going to kick yourself in the ass for saying that.
Yeah. And it's so crazy. And I've talked to you about this and anybody who's talked to me, I've watched Cobra Kai, which I think is amazing.
Love Cobra Kai.
Seth reminds me of the main dude from Cobra Kai. Why can I not think of his name right now? It's the one kid that Johnny Lawrence helps out. Why can't I think of his name?
Gosh.
I gotta Google this.
Why am I drawing blanks now?
I
just watched the third season a week ago and I can't think of the kid's name.
Miguel.
Yes, that's it. Miguel. You know what? He does.
That kind of reminds me of Miguel.
That's kind of eerie, to be honest with you. They could be brothers and about the same age. Actually, kind of a little bit of the same personality type. Just good, nice kids, you know?
Exactly. And since Seth's growing his hair out a little bit, he looks like him. And it was just crazy. So anyways, that's kind of what it is. But yeah, Seth is a great kid. I've actually been super excited and super pumped to kind of like get his updates and watch his stories and just kind of, you know, because I've only known Seth for a few years, you know, like you said, interviewing and talking and everything. You know, I'm not as close to Seth as you are, and especially a lot of the people in the industry that have seen Seth grow since, you know, he was like 10, 11, 12 and become to what he is. He's on the Red Bull Junior team. And it's just really cool to see a hardworking kid. And he's a great role model for the younger generation, the up and coming ones, because it shows you like, cause he's like, I still go to school. I still do all those things. That's my main focus. But he also shows what, you know, determination, the perseverance and still being a kid, but running and dominating in an adult world. And I love everything about that. I think he's a great kid.
Yeah. And truthfully, I didn't know what to expect. He's wicked quick in, you know, in desert racing. I know he's moving up the turbo division this year. He's dominated the naturally aspirated division, you know, but nobody's really seen him race against world-class athletes because he's been in the NA division and his times, everything's been really good. But we didn't know how he would compare when he had competition that was really good at an elite level, right? And he's never had that. And, you know, and last year he was too young to do Dakar. So they put him in this year and everybody thought, oh, this is going to be a learning year, stuff like that, you know, and nobody had these expectations. Out of the box, the kid came out swinging, was just literally the world took notice. Like, who the hell is this Seth kid that's 18 years old? Because he literally just started dropping bombs at Dakar. And, you know, he was in the driver's seat to win this whole thing. Ended up having a really, you know, down the home stretch, a tough stage, dropped him by a couple of hours. But at one point, I mean, we were eerily close. He's made history as the youngest, you know, Dakar stage winner in history, all this other stuff, all these accolades. But, I mean, he literally almost made global history. And we're talking about this young 18-year-old kid who preps his Desert Razor in his single-car garage at his parents' house. You know, it's actually such an awesome story. And truthfully, it's pretty amazing that UTVs have, and Polaris have kind of opened the door for kids like that, that, you know, he doesn't have rich parents. I know the family. You know what I mean? They're not well-to-do, but somebody like that can go, and talent can actually take you to the global stage, because we see in motorsports far too often, and traditional sports for that matter, that it takes money to get to that level. And Seth is case in point that the good guys and the people that don't have the deep pockets but they have the talent can actually succeed in this industry. And that's kind of my favorite story about this whole thing with Seth Quintero.
No, I completely agree with you. And he proves why he should be on the Red Bull team. And he proves why he should be out there. And he did all of those things. And it's just really cool to see, you know. And, like, it's kind of crazy because, like, you joke and people are like, oh, I would definitely go on a date with Tiffany Stone. And I'm like, oh, you know, like, because people look at me in that way. But I feel even humbled that I've talked to Seth and interviewed him and been denied by Seth to go to prom, just because he's on that worldwide level now. He's on that, like you said, he's on that top of that plateau where people are starting to take notice, and not just in the desert and not just in the U.S., but in the entire world. And it's kind of cool because he's being talked about with, you know, the Toby Prices, the Ricky Braybacks. Like, he's been talked about that like that. So it's really cool to be able to see that. And, you know, and shout out to the Matlocks for going out there, and Mitchie for going out there as well and doing all that stuff, because I don't know what it would be like to be on such a crazy type of, like, playing field, you know, essentially with some of the best drivers in the entire world coming to do this. It's really cool.
Yeah, and I know both Mitchie and Seth, they spent a ton of time over in the Middle East, I think starting about Thanksgiving all through December. Spent almost a month over there. Mitch came home. I think they came home for literally like 4 or 5 days just for Christmas and turned around and flew back. But, yeah, it's definitely interesting. I know, you know, Matlocks, I got to give our girl Kristen Matlock a lot of credit. You know, she was actually running really strong early on, you know, had just a small mistake where she came over a dune too hot, blew the front of the car out. They had to tow her in. She DNF'd from the rally, but they've got this thing where if your car's still capable of running, they put you in this thing called the experience class, where basically you can finish out the rally. You're not scored, but you can basically do it for the experience. You know, she paid all that money to go. Why not? And so Kristen's done that, and looks like she's going to finish the rally in the experience class, which I got to give her a lot of credit. A lot of people would have phoned it in, said, nah, I'm done. Fly me back to the U.S. She's gutted it out. She's grunted it out. She's grinding through, and, you know, she's going to finish the Dakar rally. And, you know, that's a big testament to her year one. Not a lot of people finish Dakar year one way or another. I mean, it is that brutally tough. I mean, and for her to grunt that out and grind it out, I mean, it's pretty impressive.
No, I completely agree. And she's another great role model, too. And, you know, there's a lot of young women that look up to her, and young men, because she's a Baja winner. She does so many crazy things. And that's a test to Kristen and herself that she doesn't want to give up. You know, like you said, a lot of people would have phoned it in, but take the experience. And what I've learned lately, especially with all, like, the quarantine, COVID, and not realize, you know, realizing you're not defined by the job that you have. You're defined by a lot of the characteristics and the character traits that you actually have. And it's cool because she's not going to give up. She's not. And she didn't fail. Like, she didn't fail Dakar at all. She got experience and she learned from it. And every, you know, people want to be like, well, I failed. But that's not the way to look at it. The positive way to look at it is I got the experience for it. So when I go back, I can be better than what I was. Or I got the experience that majority of the people will never have, you know, and it's cool to see that she didn't want to give up, that she wanted to stay there, that she wanted to finish it. And that's a true testament of who, you know, Kristen Matlock really is. And that's a great, you know, thing to show your children too, especially the little ones that have been racing, you know, at the UTV World Championships. You know, they were so cute to interview, but they have two great role models and two great parents supporting all of their dreams. So it's really cool to see that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and you know, one thing about Dakar is it's really tough to even get to go once. There's so many things that have to fall into place. You know, one, funding, because unless you're independently wealthy, and I mean like really wealthy, you're not going. So, you know, you got to have the funding fall into place, and then it's finding a car and finding a team. And there's so many dominoes that have to fall for you to go to Dakar just once. And to go back multiple times is even infinitely harder. We've seen some amazing American talents only go once to Dakar and never get to go back. Maybe they crashed out. Maybe they just it wasn't for them. Maybe this, maybe that. But for Kristen to, you know, it shows a lot about who she is as a person to, you know, to go and just maximize that opportunity that she had for the first time. You know what I mean? To really go, you know, prove that she wants to be there, because, you know, a lot of people take for granted that opportunity to go to Dakar. And, you know, and I think it's a year later after the fact when they're not going back a second time, they realize, oh, man, I screwed up. You know, that was probably my only shot, you know. And so she knew only one shot. Well, I'm going to make this one count.
No, you're absolutely right. And it's just really cool, like we said, you know, all the people that have been going over there, the, you know, the people that we've been just chatting about, they're all great people, good role models. They all got good heads on their shoulders. And it's cool to see, you know, Team USA go out there and pretty much make the entire country proud, and especially in the off-road community.
Yeah, I agree. Well, Tiff, we are eerily close to the time break here, but always fun catching up. I know, I guess we will see you out at KOH in about 2 weeks. And, yeah, looking forward to it, Tiff. It'll be a hell of a lot of fun. And before that, though, we got, General Tire, Jim Beaver Esports, eShore Course World Cup presented by Fistful of Bourbon. That's going to be going down next Thursday night. And that is actually going to be airing on TV at a later date. So, Tiffany, myself, Evan Pisacco, we will be calling the action. Looking forward to getting back in the booth with you, Tiff.
I'm so excited. Thank you for all the opportunities. And, of course, I am super excited about all the stuff we're going to be doing in 2021.
And we'll be back after this on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor.
You want extreme performance, reliability, and the most fun you can have on four wheels? The Polaris Razor brings it to you. But you don't need to take my word for it. You can take theirs.
I'm Tanner Faust, and I choose the Polaris Razor because it's the most fun you can have with a steering wheel.
What's up? I'm Ronnie Renner, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the sickest, most reliable side-by-side on the planet.
What's up, everybody? Heavy D from Diesel Brothers. Listen, I'm on Team Razor because it's hands down the best piece of machinery on the planet.
I'm RJ Anderson, and I choose Polaris Razor because it's the most fun, most capable machine.
Action sports stars, TV personalities, and some of the best race car drivers in the world all choose Polaris Razor because it's the ultimate combination of power, suspension, agility, and fun. Find out more information on the web at PolarisRazor.com or follow at Polaris Razor on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and use the hashtag RazorLife to share your story.
Thanks for tuning in to the Down and Dirty Radio Show, available live online in syndication on networks across the U.S. and available internationally on the American Forces Network.
Welcome back to the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. Jim Beaver here wrapping things up. We've had Toby Price, we've had Tiffany Stone, and you know what this means? This is our last segment. This means I got to wrap things up here, and I don't know what I got. We got Parker 425 going on and a whole heck of a lot more. KOH, we're going to have some big shows coming up the next couple of weeks. So, yes, it's going to be a lot of fun. Do want to give a shout-out to our friends at Manscaping, one of the big sponsors of the show. Again, manscaped.com, coupon Jim Beaver. It's going to get you 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com, coupon code Jim Beaver. Looking for a discount at Dirtfish Rally School? Jim Beaver 15. Jim Beaver 15 will get you 15% off any and all classes at Dirtfish. Trust me, that's a big savings too. So hit us up at Dirtfish, Jim Beaver 15, and get you big savings over there. Big thanks to all of our partners in the show: General Tire, Polaris Razor, Vision Wheel, Rigid Industries, Dirtfish, Optimus, GSP, XTV, Axles, Fistful of Bourbon. Trust me, that's some good damn bourbon too. That will make your night great. Get some of that going on. And Optimus Starters, iRacing. Oh, we got a coupon over there at iRacing. It's PR-Jim Beaver. That will get you 50% off at iRacing. So, yeah, you want to go get in some virtual racing, and who knows, maybe you want to race with us in our World Cup someday. Well, you got to get your practice on. PR-Jim Beaver, I'll help you out. I'll save you a couple of bucks right off the start. Yes, speaking of, don't forget, next week, Thursday, 21st, 6 p.m. Pacific time, my Facebook, my YouTube, my Twitch stream, as well as quite a few others. But, yes, that is going down next week, Thursday, World Cup. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be epic. We got a lot of great drivers jumping in, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun to watch. Probably about an hour long, maybe an hour and a half top. So, yeah, something rad to do in the evening. Grab yourself some fistful of bourbon and watch some shenanigans ensue on social media. Yes, that's going down. Other than that, don't forget, follow me at JimBeaver15. Please go over to Apple Podcasts. Hit the subscribe button to this show. Helps us out a ton. Subscribe button at Apple Podcasts. Leave a rating or review. If you haven't done that, please do it. Just 1 through 5 stars. Rate us however you want, but just leaving that and hitting that subscribe button helps us immensely. If you rather tune in on SiriusXM, don't forget SiriusXM Channel 217, Saturdays and Sundays. We are right there, locked and loaded on 217. So, what do we got? I got about 20, 30 seconds to fill, and I really got nothing for you. So I will leave you with this. You guys have a great week. If you're going out to KOH, if you're here at Parker 425, if you got any events you're going to, hey, be safe, man. And, off-road industry, we need these events. I know a lot of you probably are anti-mask, but I'm telling you, mask up. Do us a favor. Abide by the rules. Don't argue. Just do it. We want these events to happen. And you guys have a great one. We'll see you next time right here on the General Tire Down and Dirty Radio Show, powered by Polaris Razor. See you next week.